USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are continuing to insist that the Build Back Better Act will be passed before Christmas. This as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaks with reporters near the Senate floor on Tuesday. He was asked what he would say to Republicans who criticize provisions in the bill expiring only a few years after being implemented.
The Republicans are going to vote for a defense bill that it does not go out 10 years and is not paid for. The bottom line is we have said that anything that's extended 10 years we will pay for, and it will not create any inflation because we're paying for it.
The bill currently has no Republican support. The three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia will be sentenced on January 7th, 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The governor of Kentucky says there are still over 100 people still accounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. Andy Brashear saying the death count has not gone up as crews keep working through wreckage days after the storm.
It ranges now from 2 months to 98 years of the Kentuckians that we have lost, some not even getting an opportunity to experience this life.
The Democrat governor adding that Kentucky is providing emergency housing in state parks for those left without anywhere to go. An appeals court has rejected another attempt by the Biden administration to toss out the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The plan requires asylum seekers to wait south of the border for their court date. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 35,544. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden making some bold statements regarding the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
President Biden boasted that he would be willing to lose his presidency over how he conducted the United States' disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking to CBS News correspondent Rita Braver.
Afghanistan. Well, I've been against that war in Afghanistan from the very beginning. We're spending $300 million a week in Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, everybody says you could have gotten out without anybody being hurt. No one's come up with a way to ever indicate to me how that happens.
In September, Commander of U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee under oath that they recommended against Joe Biden's withdrawal timeline and warned of impending collapse of the Afghan government. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A United States Navy prosecutor claims a disgruntled sailor sets a warship on fire. In a preliminary hearing on Monday at Naval Base San Diego, Navy Commander Richard Federico accused Seaman Ryan Mays of setting the fire last July that left the USS Bonham Rashard so damaged it was later scrapped. The defense countered, saying no DNA evidence connects Mays to the arson scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.